Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat. So we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a Saturday morning 5 minute declutter with me. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and this is the podcast where we prune away all the stuff standing between you and the woman that God has called you to be. On Saturday mornings, that's just clutter. So we are going to spend 5 minutes decluttering something that is holding you back. So let's begin this Saturday, as we begin every Saturday, with setting our intentions. So when we offer up a task that we really don't feel like doing for someone else, I think it's a lot easier to get it done because it's not for us, it's for someone else. So whomever or whatever is popping into your mind right now, that's who the Holy Spirit is saying this person could use some prayers. Maybe it was someone that makes you feel a little bit icky. Remember last Saturday, we decluttered icky people from our Facebook feeds and our Instagram feeds and pages that make us feel icky. Well, let's pray for that person if that's who's popping into your head right now. Okay, let's offer it up for them. Always pray for our enemies, right? Secondly, tie something you don't feel like doing with something that you enjoy. So if you have to sit down and pay the bills, maybe you can light that nice candle. Maybe you can make yourself a nice cup of tea and you sit on your patio in the sunshine and you pay the bills. But try to make it as enjoyable as you can make it while you're doing the task that you don't feel like doing. And lastly, what's your reward for getting it done? All right, today I am recording two podcasts. This is the second one that I'm recording. And I texted my friend Lori and I said, I need to have this done by 10 o'clock in the morning so that I can get to some other stuff I want to get done today too. So yeah, it's always good to have some accountability and it's always good to have a reward. And the reward for me today is really just the peace that's going to come from knowing that I've got these two podcast episodes recorded. And it makes the beginning of my week a lot easier when I don't have this kind of hanging over my head that, I've got this Wednesday episode to record. Okay, so let's get the clock going. I've got 5 minutes on the clock. Oops, I just messed up my phone. 1 second. Okay, 5 minutes on the clock. Today, I'm sticking again with this theme of digital. Okay, but today is not anything that you can actually declutter or eliminate from your phone. What I want you to declutter today is the time that you're using this phone, okay? I want you to stretch out the time between picking up your phone, all right? So again, I'm not asking you to totally get off social media. I'm not totally asking you to get off your phone. But I just think the phone is such a distraction for so many of us. And it's just becoming habitual. When people have that phone next to them, you'll see, just observe, they are constantly reaching for it. And if we want our kids to get off their devices, guess what? They are watching us more than they're listening to us. So if your device is constantly in your hand, it's constantly near you, you need to increase the space between, you know, picking up that phone, okay? So how are we going to do this? Let's be very tactical. Let's be very practical about what we're going to do. So first thing in the morning, before you touch that phone, okay, if it's your alarm, I suggest you put it somewhere out of reach so that you have to get out of bed and turn it off. And then that's it. You don't touch your phone again until you've done other things that you want to get done. For me, it's praying the rosary. It's getting the coffee made. It's the first time I probably touch my phone is to listen to Father Mike, Bible in a Year. So then I'll pop in my earbuds and I'll unload the dishwasher as I listen to him. And then I put it away again until after my kids are off on the bus and after I've done my workout. And I will usually, if you follow the private Facebook group for Pruning to Prosper, that's in the show notes. This Lent, I am offering up my daily workout for one of the women in the group. And so that holds me accountable because I don't like working out at all. So if I offer it up for one of the women in that group, I just picture her face. Even if I don't know her, even if I've never met her, I just picture that woman somewhere out there in the world. And I just think, okay, Gina, this workout is for her. So get it done. Offer it up as a prayer for her. And so by then, you know, then I get a shower or whatever. And sometimes it's hours before I pick up my phone. But then it could be every 5 minutes after that. And I hate to admit it, but it's what happens. So I just think if we can stretch out the time between handling our phones, the better it's going to be for us. And it does, like, it just builds this anxiety. And then you know what happens? We waste so much time on our phones, or we get distracted by our phones, that we get off track. You know, it's like, wait, what was I going to do? Why did I pick up my phone? Like, sometimes I pick up my phone because I needed to read an email or a text and get to work on that and take action on that. But then you see another text or another email and you get distracted. So we have to just make sure that every time we pick up our devices, we have a clear-cut goal. Okay, I'm opening my computer because I need to pay the bills. And you go right to your banking website. You don't go to Facebook. You don't go to Instagram. You don't go to Pinterest. You don't go anywhere else. You go right to the place where you're supposed to go. And if you have to say it out loud, say it out loud. No one's watching. Like, there's a lot of times that I open my computer and I say, respond to the email from Mary Jo. Respond to the email from Mary Jo. Respond to the email from Mary Jo. Or whatever, right? I mean, using an example. But it keeps me focused so that I go exactly there to that email and I take action on what I have to take action on, okay? Maybe we can even work up towards getting rid of our phones for the weekend. Gasp, I know, right? But I was born and raised in a time before cell phones. So I know we can go an entire lifetime, actually, without using a cell phone. And why don't you try to give yourself this gift of peace for just like Saturdays or just for Sundays? Like, maybe you have a device-free Sunday and you truly don't even pick up your phone for anything, okay? Nothing. If something really, really urgent is happening, people will get a hold of you, okay? Trust in the Lord. And that's the clock. That's the clock. So I encourage you to put your phone down now. It's Saturday morning. Put it down. Maybe put it somewhere out of reach. Put it in your car. Leave it there for the morning and really be present with your family. Be present in something else that you want to get done, whether that's decluttering, if it's paying the bills. Last Wednesday, we talked about what is the hour that you're going to begin on your debt-free journey. Why don't you make that right now? Spend the next hour doing something to figure out your debt-free journey. If you want to get in shape, spend the next hour doing something to move your body. Put the phone down, okay? Don't say, oh, I need to find the perfect podcast to listen to, or I need to find the perfect music. No, just put the phone down and walk out your front door, all right? Begin today to become the woman that God has called you to be. All right, ladies, have a great day. I'll see you on Wednesday for another episode of Pruning to Prosper. Don't forget, in the show notes are all the signups for the budget Q&A that's going to be March 27th at 8 a.m. Please sign up for that. If you are interested in any of the other services that I offer and you're local to the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, I do in-person decluttering All of that stuff is in the show notes. And what else? Oh, the private Facebook group is also in the show notes for you to sign up on if you want to be added to my Lenten workout. I'm almost done. I'm doing Sure Thing on Beachbody. I think I'm on week 5. And if I put your name in that Facebook group and I say, hey, so-and-so, it's your day, tell us about yourself, then that means you can bet your bottom dollar I am working out for you. And so that's a half hour of active prayer that you're getting from me. So have a great day, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.